Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio.
So for the past 2 weeks, my youth group has been playing a live-action version of the game Among Us. I'll be doing administrative stuff in the building, and I'll hear a flock of running preteens scream, "Emergency meeting!" as they fly past the door. Or I'll see a kid come around a corner screaming, "Dead body!" Which, you know, is not something you ever really get used to when you work in a church building. But it's okay. They have a great time. And, you know, they walk around making side eyes at each other saying, "You're sus." And it's fun. It's dumb. It's a good connecting activity for them. And I'm really grateful for it. I've never actually even played the game. I've downloaded it. But my life isn't in the place right now where I've got time to play online games on my phone, other than Pokemon Go. But anyway, one of the things that really stood out to me about this, though, is the fact that this is something we actually deal with in the Christian church on a regular basis. The fact that there are people among us as believers who are imposters. And sometimes imposters are people that are intentionally deceiving others. And sometimes imposters are people that are just straight up deceiving themselves. But the reality is, we need to be cautious of how we respond to others and actually look for the fruit in their lives and not just trust a label or presence. In Matthew 7, 21 through 23, it says this: "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I'll tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" The fact is that there are people who think they are where they belong in their relationship with God, and they're not. I can say for a fact, I have done major damage in my life by trusting people who I thought were believers simply because they use that name, and I put myself in bad situations. I've been hurt, I've been wounded. But what I can tell you is this: we need to not only use discernment, but we need to make sure we are living out lives where we're not imposters ourselves.
Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Radio Morning Show, only on LTN Radio.
And if you'd like to learn more about what Faith and Fandom does, you can head over to our Facebook page, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, memes, podcast, and the 7 books that are currently out in our Faith and Fandom book series. I'm Hector Mirai, and thanks for sharing 180 seconds of your day.